Tighten It Up. It's episode 479 with plugins for All Hallows Eve, Getting Sticky, Media Organization, On the High Seas, Locking It Down, Getting Short, and Classic Press Options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and with me is...
Amber Overall.
And we have the usual great show for you today, but of course, right off the top, don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And this show goes out with special great appreciation to the No Agenda Show for their inspiration of ideas and the occasional stolen sound clip.
Squirrel!
This is a value for value show. I look forward to everyone providing some value back. All right, first off, this is number 38 of 51 episodes for 2020. It's episode 479, and the wilderness is calling out to the true and brave. It's time to get out and do something. It's the first. Today is the first of two full moons for October. Time to get out and do some explorations, you know, go howl at the moon or maybe just party it up on All Hallows Eve. We are now 39 weeks into 2020 and 28 weeks still of La Rona hanging around and annoying everybody to no end. The narrative is shot and shot to hell. Yet they are still trying to keep people scared as the numbers keep coming in and it's looking so much better than it ever was. Yes, masks are still the rage, and you should probably still keep one stuffed in your back pocket ready to go, even though it's going to get very, very dirty. It'll be there for you, so when you can head out into that special store, just think you can always use it for TP if you get desperate. The new programming is failing. Not as many are doing the upgrades, and the M5M is panicking in its quest to keep the population scared as they flip from the brief focus on climate change back to the riots, back to climate change, back to the Rona. Oh my God, which one's going to keep you scared this week? But have no fear, WP Plugins A to Z is here to lift your soul. Now's a good time to find yourself an oasis like the one at the Rogue's Tavern, some place where you can check out from the world and unplug. And it's a very good idea to unplug. Start by giving up face crack. I've managed to break that habit. I'm 30 days clean from face crack now. What you can do to help your soul, though, minimize or eliminate your M5M exposure, stop using face crack, as I've said, work on your own little part of the world to make it a better place to be. Inspire others around you to do the same. Don't worry about the things you cannot control. Can't do anything about them anyway. Stop accepting and doing the things that are not in your best interest. Work in your best interest while at the same time respecting and helping others. The rewards will follow. With all of that said, let's dive right into...
What you gonna do? It's tough on that.
iPhone, schmiphone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Oh, absolutely. We have tech news. And I do believe the best phone is a landline made out of Bakelite, something you could brain somebody with.
I got one of those. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, they're great, man. All right. Off we go. The first piece of news we got this week is WordPress mobile engineers are proposing a dual license for Gutenberg under the GPL V2 and MPL V2. And what this is more or less talking about is some of the things in Gutenberg need to be dual licensed out for various reasons on here. The rich text editor libraries, you know, some of them are open source. Some of them believe that they... shouldn't be in another source. It's like licensing has always been a major problematic with internet stuff. And of course, I missed the good old days of the late 90s when pretty much everything was free. You know, and everyone just like, here's the information, have fun with it. And then the companies came along, no, we need to make bucks on that, big bucks. So this is another one of those things that they talk about. I only skimmed through this article, but it is an interesting thing to read through and get to understand the various licensing for WordPress, especially if you're going to do developing. Because you develop something for WordPress, a lot of your code automatically becomes GPL just because of the way it works in WordPress. But there's other licensing. There's companies that dual license their content, meaning the stuff that reacts with WordPress is GPL, but the stuff that's proprietary, such as their CSS and other items, are placed under another license so they can make money and sue you for copyright violations, etc.
I don't really understand that.
It's all about money. That's all you really ever have to understand. In the end, it's all about money. Who gets the money and who doesn't get the money? And if you try to do something without paying the money, well, we're going to slam you down. That's what licensing's all about. Next article I've got here for you is a very useful one if you're doing any amount of SEO on your website. And if you got into serious SEO, or you've had a website that's been around for decades, such as mine, like johnoverall.com has been around for almost two decades now, and I've got articles going all the way back to 2000. There might even be something that dates previous to 2000 but didn't get dated till after, you know. But how to disavow backlinks. And what backlinks are is, of course, when someone links to the content on your website. Well, it turned out a few years ago, Google made backlinks a important factor in SEO, and if you got backlinks from a bad neighborhood, basically, or a website that was not so good, it could impact your SEO rankings. And what you had to do is you had to contact the website provider, the web hoster, and ask them to remove that link. Well, most of them really could care less, give two hoots, or in my case, when people ask me to remove a link I created 15 years ago, I'm like, yeah, I can't be bothered. So you have to go in through the Google system and do what's called a disavow and say, I do not recognize that link. I don't want it. Please don't penalize me because somebody linked to me, because I can't control who links to me. Anyway, this is a really good article. Tell you a bit about how to deal with that situation.
It also mentions good ways to build the links, the good kind of links that you want to build and ones you want to avoid when you're actually doing the links yourself. So.
Oh, well, that's useful.
Yeah.
Hey, next up, article news we have. WP File Manager still in the news, sort of. This is an article here talking about the WP File Manager vulnerability and why there's certain functions that are in WordPress that shouldn't be as accessible as they are. It's an interesting take on things. I can't say I agree with the article completely in that, yeah, it's nice to have those plugins occasionally if you get in a particularly restrictive hosting environment. And I've I have my own servers, so I have no restrictions. But when I've worked on a client site that was on a particularly restrictive host environment where they gave them limited access to multiple stuff, which I can't understand why they were paying for it, I eventually got them out of that. But this is a plugin that can help you gain access to some things you couldn't gain access to before. And there's many aspects in the back end of WordPress that can be dangerous in the wrong hands. And they need to be there and need to be available, but this article is kind of talking about why they shouldn't be there. So
that's what was that?
That would be something on my computer going woohoo.
Okay. I read this a bit and it's kind of confusing because it's like it's saying how these things shouldn't be available, but those are the things that you kind of need in order to really build a website.
Yep. That's the problem. Catch 22.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one I've got here for you. This is a really good one for those of you who are new to the internet or trying to figure out some things or something you've never fully understood. And in particular, starting with one of the most basic things on the internet, which is the name server. Now, the name server, if you have a domain, you have your website, you know that when you bought your domain, maybe you've got it at GoDaddy, maybe you're silly enough to be using GoDaddy hosting, they default the name server settings of your domain to their name servers. But a name server is basically a directory for the internet, and there's tens of thousands of name servers like there are tens of thousands of domains. And the name server that you point your domain to tells the rest of the internet, where to find your website at, because your website is not your domain name. Your website is an IP address. It could be an old IPv4 address or the new incredibly long IPv6 addresses. At any rate, what the name server does is it points and tells everyone where to find your website. It's like a directory for the internet. There are, I think, 7 master name servers on the internet, and everyone else has minor name servers. When I work with one of my own name servers, it still reports to the master name servers. So this is a really good article to help you understand what a name server is, how you change them, what they do for you, all of that information. So you'll want to go check this article out if you're trying to comprehend that information.
I'm certainly finding it very interesting and very helpful.
Okay, this next one here is for those of you that will use WooCommerce out there, which I do sometimes, and I work on WooCommerce sites, and I don't think I've ever bought plugins from SkyVerge, though I might have, but it turns out GoDaddy has acquired SkyVerge, the makers of over 60 different WooCommerce extensions. And I don't know if it's going to impact them in any major way. So far, most of GoDaddy's purchases of plugin developers hasn't been overly bad or detrimental, but I have zero faith in major corporations for not screwing things up. So you keep an eye on it. It might do fine, and you might end up with some other problems along the way. So keep that in mind. And it's a good article, good read, to find out a little bit more about that if you're using WooCommerce plugins from SkyVerge.
Is SkyVerge something that is specifically designed for WooCommerce?
No, SkyVerge is a company name, was the company name. Now it's owned by GoDaddy, so maybe they'll keep it for a while. No, SkyVerge creates over 60 plugins for WooCommerce.
Okay,
60 extensions or 60 plugins for WooCommerce.
Okay.
They're changing names again. It's like everyone calls it apps. It used to once be called programs for your computer, and now they want to call them all apps. Well, it's still a program.
Yeah, that drives me nuts.
Having been around the internet as long, or computers as long as I have, man, that one there is still bending my mind.
Yeah. Apps is what you have on a phone. Programs is what you have on a computer.
They're programs on a phone, too.
Well, they are, but...
I never understood app to begin with. It's like it's a program.
See, well, because I grew up in the years that I did, I always differentiated the apps were for the phones, and then the programs were for the computers.
Yeah, well.
Now it's just all one thing.
Now it's all one thing, because, you know, heaven forbid we have things. It's like all this simplicity stuff. They think they're making it simpler, but only making it simpler for those that don't know anything. For those of us that know stuff, it made our job 10 times harder.
Yeah.
Okay, the final article we've got here for you today is an upcoming API change is going to be breaking Facebook and Instagram O-embed links across the web, starting on October 24th. Now, you may not even know about what O-embed is. You might not even know you have used O-embed. And you probably have used it multiple times on your website without knowing about it or realizing what you did if you're not paying attention. And what O-embed basically is, oh, I see this really great thing on Instagram or Facebook, and you can grab the URL from an address bar up across, and you can paste that URL into your WordPress page, and poof, it instantly creates a snapshot of that link or that post that you're pointing towards. And this is what has happened. And it's no longer going to be that simple to use O-embed. Facebook is changing the API that allows for those connections, and they're making it more secure, and they're going to force people to have to set up security between the two. It's a really complex thing. I've read about it a couple of times, and I just haven't wrapped my head around it yet. I know I'm going to have to, because I'm certain I'm going to be getting emails and phone calls from clients saying, hey, this doesn't work on my site anymore. How come? Well, because Facebook and Instagram are assholes. That's basically why. So anyway, read this article if you think it's going to impact you, or you think it might impact your clients or anything along that line.
I think I read on here somewhere that a company is trying to create something new so that people can still use that kind of O-embed style, but it's like a new...
Oh, somebody will invent something. They always do. This is the joy of the internet. Anytime something gets thrown up as a challenge, there's always somebody out there smart enough to fix it. That's why I do like the internet, and I've loved it ever since the mid-90s.
OMBED Plus, that's what it is. So yeah, WordPress plugin developer has actually already created a new plugin called OMBED Plus that brings back support for Facebook and Instagram.
Yay for plugin, crazy plugin developers.
Yep.
Where would we be without them? WordPress would never have advanced like it did. It's like back when I started this show, everyone was all about the themes. I'm saying, no, the plugins are going to make all the difference in the world. Without the plugins, you have nothing. Themes are, that's just paint on the walls is all themes are. It's the functionality down and underneath. All right, well, this is the point here where we like to talk to you about our show producers and those that support the show. This show does not work without you, the producers. It is a value for value show, and meaning that if you're getting any value out of it, I mean, does it save you 5 minutes? Do you learn something new? Do you find out about a plugin that could that saved you hours of time? You know, did you avoid a plugin that we told you just is crap and again saved you money? You know, any of those things there. If it gives you any value at all, what we talk about and discuss here, it's time to turn that value into something. What we need most of all,
we just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
Absolutely. Cash is always good. But in lieu of cash, if you can't send cash, there's lots of other ways to support this show. One of the greatest ways is with artwork, and we do like to showcase the artwork every week that's going to be on the show. This week's artwork comes from Angel Lemieux over at Koa Digital, and it's a really great picture here of a rope tied up to a dock, probably with a ship at the other end, you know, thereby explaining why we're all tied up this week, or we're not tied up. At any rate, really great piece of art. I like this one because it's a good, cool still image, and having been a photographer, professional actually, I do enjoy good single images of stuff. And so if you're looking on the YouTube, you actually get a sneak preview of the artwork before it goes live after the show today. So thanks again, Angel. I greatly appreciate it. And for those of you who would like to contribute artwork, you can go to wppluginsaz.com/artgenerator. I'm going to have to shorten that to art. I'm going to have to create one and call it art because art generator is just too much. At any rate, you can support us that way. The other ways you can support us, executive producers, anyone who donates $50 or more gets a name read out, the links and a show note read out to the show. Anyone below $50 always remains anonymous, and those small subscriptions do help the show out. We don't have any executive producers this week, but there's a couple of small ones out there, and so I thank you very much for those small subscriptions. They do help the show out just a teeny bit. Won't put any money in our pockets, won't even buy me a beer, but hey, it's a start. Every little bit helps. You can donate money by going to wppluginsaz.com/donate. Go to the art generator, or you can even do the things like submit articles, news, information, plugin suggestions. You don't even have to be the developer of the plugin to send us a suggestion. We do use those suggestions. Not every week, but they do get into the show. So think about that. Help support us out, or you can go over to Patreon and create a monthly donation. So thank you very much to everyone who supports the show. It is much appreciated. Okay, now it's time to dive into what everyone shows up here for. It is the meat and potatoes of the show, heading down into the depths of plug-in depravity. Off we go. All right, first off, for Classic Press, I still don't have anything significant here. I have some general information in the show notes from Classic Press, some articles and whatnot. If you're using Classic Press, go check out those articles in there. I'm not going to go into them because they're just, they're fairly technical articles and they can be very helpful if you're doing Classic Press stuff. I'm not at the moment, so of no help to me at all, but I do have them in the show notes. Again, just the usual resources, Classic Press Club, the Classic Press Forums, etc., etc. Let's head into the WordPress plugins. First one I've got for you here this week. This one is called WP Media Category Management. Now, this one came about, I discovered this one while trying to sort out an issue for a client's site dealing with their media. We needed to categorize their media images so we could then pull from a media image category a specific set of images into a spot on their site to display just those images. And these images are not attached to posts. They were just images directly uploaded to Mediafile, which made it a little challenging. But with this plugin here, you can put them into categories, and then you can pull from that category, which is very useful. The other thing it does is if you don't want to use your own categories, you can actually set this up so your media library can use all the categories you already have in your posts. So it's got a dual setup here. It was a very good plugin. It set up quite nicely, did a really great job of everything, and helped sort out the media. So if you're looking for a way to sort your media into categories, this could be a plugin for you. Go check it out. It's WP Media Category Management, and I give it a 5 Dragon rating.
And the first one I've got for you is simply called Halloween Countdown Widget.
Oh! I need a Halloween Wolf. I don't have one of those.
Well, you should get one.
Amen. Fist bump.
This one is just, it's a little cartoon vampire character. And it's got some yellow writing underneath, and it just counts down the days until All Hallows Eve. It's total freebie. Very simple, kind of cute. You plug it in, and you have your widget. It is designed for a sidebar, and it takes up quite a bit of space on your page. I tried putting it on the main page I was testing it on, and it took up the whole thing when I was putting it on there. But then when I went and I checked it out, I viewed it. It's just this tiny little square right at the top. It's very strange to me. I don't know if it's kind of normal for sidebar widgets to do, maybe. Excuse me. It could have had more to it, but for something simple and easy to use, this is actually pretty good. I rate it at 4 dragons.
Well, it looks like a pretty cool one, but as to the issue on the taking up the page, it's probably having trouble staying contained in its box. Before I jump into the next plugin, I want to answer a quick question here that Hemdian asked when we were talking about the news, and I obviously didn't read the block, although I'd done it then. He asked about the API change we were talking about impacting links the other way or social sharing buttons. I don't think so. It seems like it's going to be something that is going to be, it's very specific to Facebook and Instagram. Since Instagram's owned by Facebook, it's probably the same API from them. So I'm pretty sure it's just going to be Facebook and Instagram, not anyone else. Until Twitter is probably going to change theirs, and then everyone else will change theirs just because, you know, somebody leads the way and the rest of them follow suit and they make a mess of the internet for 6 months.
They're like lemmings.
And then they're like lemmings. Everyone goes off the cliff at the same time. Because the whole internet seems to be that way some days. Okay, the next plugin I have for you here is called Loginizer. And this is another in the massive series of security plugins. I'm always bringing a security plugin in here as I run into them. I don't often use these. Usually what happens is I discover these when I'm called upon to look at a new website that I've never worked on. And so one of the first things I do is I look through their list of plugins to see if they've got anything new and different in there that I've never used before. And I found this on a site that I'm inspecting this week, going to be doing a bunch of work on next week. And they had this in there, and it's like, well, that one looks kind of interesting. Let's see what it does and how it works. And what it does for you is it's like most security plugins. It helps you against the never-ending fight against the bad bots, the spammers, the hackers, and all the other irritants that are out there on the internet and that have been there since about 1999, because the first few years of the internet, the only hackers out there were the really cool ones, the ones that had fun by serving up the virus. The cookie virus in particular was my favorite. Cookie virus. Oh, and the free cup holder virus. That one there was also my favorite, the cup holder virus. If you don't know what the cup holder virus is or the cup holder file, go look it up. You'll find it real quick. And then you'll learn what a cup holder is on the computer. So anyway, onto this. It's a really great one. It sets up, and they have a free and a pro version. The free version sets you up for brute force protection, blocking IP addresses that hit you over more than 3 times over 15 minutes, multiple lockouts. It locks in for 24 hours. It's a configuration that can be changed. They stop with failed login attempts. You can blacklist IPs, whitelist IPs, custom error messages, permission checks for imported files and folders. That's pretty much all it does for the free version, but it's pretty much the basics. Their pro version extends that out to where you can create lists, block ranges, do so much more, but I didn't look into the pro version. But anyway, it's a great little free version plugin. Go check it out. It's called Loginizer, and I give it 4 Dragon Rating.
And the next one I have for you is Dashboard Sticky Notes. It's a neat little plugin. Makes it possible to put up these sticky notes on your dashboard for everyone who goes to the dashboard to see. It's great if you're working in tandem with people and you don't have something like Basecamp set up. It's another freebie. It was last updated about 3 months ago, so they tend to keep it pretty well updated, it seems. In order to use this, you do need to be able to add info directly into your directory. It took me a while, admittedly, but eventually I got there. Pretty simple. You just download and add the code and off you go. Shows up on your dashboard exactly how it looks when you write it. No fancy schmancy looks like a real post-it kind of deal. Just a note that is either high or low priority right there on your dashboard. And you can also edit the notes right in the dashboard, though you do need to go into the plugin in the menu in order to create a new one. I give it a 5 Dragon Rating.
It does look like a cool one. I had it confused earlier with one I use called Dashboard Notes, which is a whole lot easier to use than this. But it's an old and out-of-date one. This is an up-to-date one. And what it looks like they use custom post types to display these custom post types in your dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of different. I don't think I've seen anything like that. Okay, so next up I have for you, I have the WordPress Shortcodes plugin, Shortcodes Ultimate. All right, well, that's another long-winded, blowhard name.
Not so bad when you read out the way you do, though.
Yeah, well, you know, gotta give it some pizzazz. Anyway, it's a pretty nice little plugin, and one of the things it can do for you is if you want to make your editing life a little easier and you're really big into using shortcodes, this has a ton of built-in shortcodes, and it uses just built-in shortcodes to start. You can, if you have a little bit of developer pizzazz, you can go in and remove their default shortcodes, and you can set up a whole bunch of your own shortcodes. They have a way to do that, and they do have a premium version, which gives you 15 additional shortcodes, additional skins, a shortcode generator to generate your own custom shortcodes, and another add-ons bundle. So it could be worthwhile to go with the premium version if you go with this plugin. You know, one of the things it does, it gives you available shortcodes that come with it are shortcodes like a gallery, Google Map insertion. My favorite is the spoiler shortcode, meaning that you can create a bunch of spoiler text for something and you can wrap it in this shortcode and it hides it in a plus button with a title. It says, this is a spoiler, click it only if you want to be spoiled. And there's just lots of really good uses for this as far as shortcodes go across your website if you're really big into shortcodes. Keep in mind the one thing that does flow with that when you use lots of shortcodes, because I've run into it, is if you get rid of the plugin, it falls way out of date or something, which is highly doubtful since it's got 800,000 active installs. But if you change things and you decide you don't want anymore, all those shortcodes throughout your site that were being used no longer will function and those shortcodes will show up. So that's the hazards of shortcodes, good and bad. Anyway, a great little plugin, something that could be very useful for you and in your publishing aspects of your site. Go check it out. It's WordPress Shortcodes plugin, Shortcodes Ultimate.
The last one I've got is Ye Old Pirate. Who doesn't love pirates, eh?
Everybody loves pirates.
So this one is another freebie. And it has been 3 years since it was last updated, but it does still work perfectly. What it does is it takes your post words and changes a selection of words into pirate speech, such as the word the becomes ye old. It's pretty fun. Unfortunately, you plug it in and off it goes, so you can't really pick and choose which post it alters on you. I think it would be much better if you could just add some shortcode in and have the post you want and have that one altered, but I wasn't able to find anything like that. Perhaps someone out there listening to this will actually know how to do something like that. If you do, let me know. I rate this at 4 Dragons.
That's a pretty cool plugin. I think I might have rated this one years ago, but there's another one out there which is used for God, I missed out on annual Pirate Day. It's like September 19th or something. I must have been doing something else. September 19th is annual Pirate Day. Talk like a pirate day. At any rate, there's a couple of plugins like this, and this one here looks like one of the problems I see with it is it tells you it has only a limited list of words that goes in here. And this would be a prime candidate for someone to fork out and add some stuff into it so people can go set in their own sets of words to be converted. So, something to think about. At any rate, great plugin. Okay, this show currently brought to you by... Are you tired of the same old web hosting? Not having the resources you need to run your website properly? Having a lack of control? Then you need johnoverall.com web hosting, providing you with all the resources you need to smoothly run your WordPress website or ClassicPress website. With strict limits on the number of clients allowed per server, johnoverall.com provides high quality, fast server performance. Visit johnoverall.com for web hosting that won't slow you down. Absolutely. And I'm starting to run down on available spaces in my hosting. So if you're considering moving to a quality host, reach out to me soon. Okay. This is a part here where we like to talk about listener feedback, but we haven't had listener feedback in quite some time. I'm beginning to think I'm just talking into the wind here, breathing into the Ethernet, and nobody listens. Although the show's downloaded, you know, thousands of times a week. So, hey, somebody's got to be at least listening to the first 2 minutes of the show before they turn it off. They never get to this point. All right. At any rate, feedback. We would love some feedback. Let us know if we're doing good, bad, indifferent. All the stuff that you would like to see, anything you would like to hear about, please reach out to us. Lots of contact places on the website to get a hold of us. Contest. Well, we still haven't got around to the contest. I want to bring them back, but I haven't had the time. I've been working, and I love working because it keeps the bills paid, but it doesn't allow me much time to do this stuff here, like chase down people to provide us with stuff for contests. They will be back soon. That's pretty much it there. Closing out this episode, the plugins that I covered are WordPress Shortcodes plugin, Shortcodes Ultimate, which I gave a 4 to, the Loginizer, which I gave a 4 to, and the WP Media Category Management, which I gave a 5 to.
And I covered Ye Olde Pirate, which I gave a 4 to, Dashboard Sticky Notes, which I gave a 5 to, and Halloween Countdown Widget, which I gave a 4 to.
Hey, and a couple of quick reminders. There's still currently no meetup planned at the moment. I just don't have the wherewithal to get that organized, but there will be something coming down the pike. We've not forgotten it. They will be happening again. If you want to be on this show, or not this show, but on the interview show, which I do. I haven't done an interview show for a while, but you can reach out to me at wppluginsa-z.com/interview. You want to find out more about me and my insanity? Go check out theroguestavern.com and see what I'm up to there. All right, and that is pretty much it. So we will wrap the show there. Thanks, everyone, for coming. If you got any questions or further stuff you'd like to do, pop it into the comments windows for YouTube, and we'll catch you after the credits roll and chat after this. So you can always find, if you're listening to this via the podcast, you don't get all the after show stuff, so you might want to go check out the after show periodically over at YouTube. All right, that's it. I'm going to let my girl take us out of here right after I do. Oh, my tequila shot needs his little hat. Oh, he's not. Oh, my camera is not picking it up. There it is. There he is, my little camera. Yeah, my magic camera, which makes things vanish. Look at that. Tequila shot vanished. This is the way to make a tequila shot vanish. Let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com.
Wow, that's good.
And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsa-z.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.